How long do you think you would have taken on your own to get all of this stuff done, like piecing all of the things together?
I don't know that I would have been able to move forward without going to that retreat. I feel like I have been stuck for a while in a place of, I have all of these ideas and I wasn't able to move it forward.
Before we get into the episode, tell me a little bit about the work that you do.
Definitely. So I work primarily with women in shifting their belief systems so that they can step into their power and be able to sort of take control of their life, maybe moving them from being unstuck in a job that they're unhappy in, or finding that right relationship, or chasing those big dreams.
And how did you come to that work?
I came to that work by self-discovery, Vicky. So something that I learned with you actually at the retreat, diving into my human design, is that I was literally put here to learn things and help other people on their journey by experimenting myself. So I've had quite the journey. I had many areas of life that were really easy for me. And then I had other areas of life that felt really difficult. Was harder for me to move forward in. And as I went along and discovered different coaches and mentors, I realized that there were beliefs, so thoughts and ideas that I had about myself that I didn't realize that were running behind the scenes, that were running the show. And as I slowly started going deeper in myself and doing some self-reflection, I was able to start shifting those. And as I did that, the areas that were really difficult for me in life started to change.
So I know at the retreat, we talked just a little bit about your story, and you have a completely different life now than you did, say, 5 years ago, through the work that you do, you've done on yourself.
Yes, that's right. So about 4.5 years ago, I was living in a two-bedroom apartment with my kids, where my bedroom was in the living room, sleeping on a couch. My car was basically a broken down Ford Focus. The rocker panels were rotting out and a huge crack in my windshield. I was very paycheck to paycheck. Couldn't find the right relationship. I had sort of a string of just unhealthy relationships and just felt really alone. I think there were things that people would not have even recognized about me from the outside, but definitely over the last 4.5 years, as I started looking at into myself as to why that was the result that I was getting, those all started to shift. And here I am 4.5 years later. I'm an owner of my first home. I have a brand new vehicle. I found a really healthy relationship that I've been in. I have a stronger relationship with my children. I'm in a job that feels fulfilling. And now I'm in a place where I feel like I can help guide other people towards being able to do that in their own life as well.
I love that. I love that for you. And I love that for them, for the people that you work with. Now in your human design, you have that 3457 archetype of power, that razor sharp sacral hit that is just like, oh, intuitively, I need to do this right now. This is what I need to do to survive. Talk to me about the time that you ignored that and how it keeps coming back for you. You don't have to give me the specifics, but I know you talked about that at the retreat. Like, oh my God, this one decision that I didn't listen to myself.
Yeah. So that's come up a few times for me. Sometimes we come across decisions that are, they feel like scary. There's that thought in our head that's like, oh, if I do this, what about this? How am I going to be able to afford it? What's that going to look like? I had a situation where a property became available that I really, really loved and wanted to go after. And kind of the opportunity came for the finances to fall into place. And I said, no, we decided to say no to it. At the time, it seemed, you know, this seems a little scary. How are we going to afford it? All of the things that creep in when we're trying to make a big decision in life. And funny enough, it came back up on the market, went off the market, came back up on the market a year later. And, you know, we were like, oh, here it is again. You know, it was the perfect kind of opportunity for us. And still had, I had this feeling to just reach out to the owner, and I didn't do it. And I waited, didn't follow that instinct. And I decided to go back on Realtor and just have a peek. I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to do it now. I'm going to reach out to the real estate agent. And this was probably, I want to say a few weeks to a month even after I had seen that it had come back onto the market and it had just sold. So what I want to say is I really feel like anything that is meant for us, you know, it doesn't miss us.
For
But
sure.
I think that it's really important that, you know, you listen to those instincts and you listen to those nudges, and it's going to feel scary. And I think that that's a big thing is, you know, a lot of people may think that it's just going to feel natural and right and everything's going to look like it's falling into place. But the feeling that can go along with that is fear, because our brain is just trying to keep us safe. And sometimes it's having faith that something is being placed in front of you for a reason and moving through that fear and letting the path unfold in front of you.
And from a human design perspective, just to bring our listeners up to speed a little bit, Shannon is a sacral generator type. So she, everything comes down to that 3457 for Shannon. Intuitively, in the moment, what is it going to take for me to survive? What is right for me? How am I in my power? And it's intuition, intuition, intuition every step of the way. But the conditioning on someone who's sacral becomes, you better sleep on it. This can't possibly be right. You can't possibly trust your intuition. You better sleep on it. Whereas for emotional authorities, oftentimes the conditioning is, you're taking too much time. Can you not just make a decision? We get it so backwards. So I love that you have had a front row seat to that. Okay, let's switch gears here to the retreat, because you and I spent a lot of time together. I think that was last weekend or the weekend before. It seems like so long ago right now. But where were you at in your business before the retreat?
So before the retreat, I had an Instagram page. I had a million and one ideas that were all fantastic. And I felt stuck. Like I couldn't move forward. Like I could not take my own advice that I can give to everyone else. And I just felt like I had some of the pieces, but there was a big chunk missing that I couldn't move forward with.
And I think that's a common experience. It's certainly an experience that people come to me with all the time. It's like, I do this work for other people. Why can't I do it for myself? But we can never, what is that saying? Read the label from inside the bottle. Like we're too close to our own work to actually see it. And what I also see is, especially in the online space for entrepreneurs, is that there's so much information there. How on earth do you sift through all of the information and find out what's right for you in your specific design, especially?
Yeah, 1000%. There are so many business coaches and mentors out there. And I feel like it sounds as everyone has the answer and this is the direction that you should go. And this is a model that, you know, works basically rinse and repeat. And that's just not how it is for everyone. Because I think for the individual person, depending on what you're made up of and your design, as we learned about at the retreat, there is a specific way for you as an individual to move forward in your business. And that's what I feel we really dove into. And I was able to walk away with a complete plan, but based on who I am and how I can show up based on my design.
That's the goal. So Friday, we worked from about noon to eight, and I'm saying worked. We weren't like at our laptops every minute. Lots of times it was conversation. We were sitting outside looking at the water. We were doing lots of other things, but working fairly straight through from 12 until eight, aside from meals. And we worked mostly on your human design on Friday. So you have had human design readings before. I think you said you'd had two human design readings before. And that was like my experience with human design when I first came to it as well, was like, this isn't making sense to me. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? I don't understand what I'm supposed to do with this. But I mean, we spent a lot of time on it Friday and throughout the whole weekend. What was different? What did you learn about your human design that was different than what you'd learned before?
I had had readings in the past and even, you know, a printed out workbook, and they were very generic. I didn't feel they were specific to me. So I knew that I was a 3-5 generator, but that's basically all I knew. I didn't really know what that meant for me. And after the retreat, I had this huge sort of awakening as to, oh my God, this makes so much sense as to how I show up. And, you know, I'm literally meant to be here for these specific things. And I didn't have that understanding before. My experience with you at the retreat was very personable, very individualized, very based on exactly Shannon McClellan and who she is and her human design, because I learned that not all generators are the same. Not all 3-5s are the same.
I feel like too, a lot of human design people gloss over the profile. Like you said, well, I knew I was a 3-5 generator, but you don't know what to do with that when you just know you're a 3-5 generator. Whereas for you, literally your entire business model comes down to that's how you show up as that 3-5, which is so beautiful and so conditioned.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming from it from a business standpoint and using my human design, I learned with you, and I cannot remember all of the gates
That's
and all of
okay.
the things where I'm defined and where I'm undefined. But I learned that instead of talking to my clients about here's a solution, they don't even recognize what the symptoms of the problem are. And I know them firsthand because I've been through all of it myself. So I really was able to walk away understanding, hey, the person that I'm speaking to and the person that I'm helping, I need to help them understand what those symptoms are. And then we kind of work our way to a solution, but not backwards from that.
Sure. So, and for our listeners, if you are looking for a little bit deeper dive on that here on the Unjaded podcast, you can go to the episode. I'll link it up in the show notes for you. It's on the five levels of awareness. And so many times people are banging on about their solution online. Like Shannon could show up and talk about busting beliefs and manifestation, but people don't even understand that that's actually the root of the problem that they're dealing with. Because what they're dealing with is, I'm fighting with my husband about the same thing for the last 16 years, or my kid is doing this, or I keep falling into this money pattern. They don't see it as actually the disconnect with the belief. So Shannon's job is to actually point out the problem and the symptoms of the problem. And your job, if you're an online entrepreneur, is to point out the problem and the symptoms of the problem that they actually know that they have. And then help them to see that there actually is a different way. Because people walk through life one of two camps, either thinking that everybody is like them and that's just the way that they are, that it is in life, or nobody is like them and there's something inherently wrong and they can't tell anybody because then people will know that they're a fraud. So we need to, as online entrepreneurs, really highlight that, like, this is the human condition and there actually is an underlying problem before we start banging on about our solution. So that's what Shannon is referring to here. Before you arrived at the retreat, what did you want to accomplish? What did you think we were going to get up to?
My whole purpose for booking the retreat with you was to be able to move ahead in my business. Like I said, I had all of these ideas, but I was really stuck at executing and knowing how to move forward. So I really wanted to be able to walk away with a framework for the whole business model. And we did that.
Yeah, I think we were both surprised by how much we got done.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't believe it. I literally walked away with, okay, I have all of these ideas. And by the end of the weekend, I had every single step that I needed for everything in my business. I couldn't believe the value. I knew that it was something that I needed. I knew that there was a piece missing for me. And that's something that you were really able to help me dive deep into my design and then sort of bring out all of the steps from there.
Yeah, and as a generator, it's always so interesting to me to be in the room with different design types. And as a generator, we had to keep going back because I'm manifesting generator, so I'm like skipping ahead to all these things. And then we would keep bringing it back. Shannon had her notebook here and we're bringing it back. And it's like, okay, now what are the steps? And we really, through every single piece of your business, put every step in place that you could then take away from the weekend. And Bob's your uncle. You've got your business plan all laid out. Not just a plan, but okay, so let's go through it. Friday, we did mostly your human design, chit-chatting about your business. How did you come to the work? What's your story? Like just a real deep dive, lots of conversation, not a lot of work per se outside of the human design pieces. And then I remember sitting on the front porch and you saying, I was saying, okay, so tomorrow we will get started really on the bones of your business. And you said, okay, do you remember what you said?
Oh, I can't remember exactly because I talk a lot, also part of my design. So.
That's okay. That's okay. I just think it's so funny because almost every person who comes into my world thinks that this is what they start with. So I remember you saying something to the effect of, okay, so tomorrow we need to create a PDF, a lead magnet into my business. And everybody thinks that's the first step. And it's so fun to be like, actually, no, we are going to start with creating your offer and we're going to work backwards. So Saturday, I think we worked from, I don't know, I think we did about 12 hours on Saturday, off and on. Now you went on the kayak, which you absolutely loved, I think. And I think we both napped.
Absolutely. I just want you said kayak and I got all excited. One of the beautiful things about being there for that retreat was, yeah, we worked a lot, right? Like that 12 hours, but there was time for breaks. And it wasn't just a, okay, you can just go and sit and have a snack. It was beautiful, healthy food. It was and nourishing. It was okay, I'm gonna go sit on the dock in nature and have a coffee. I'm gonna get the kayak out, which you actually did for me. All I had to do was jump in and and take myself down the lake. So it was an opportunity to really have a perfect grounding reset to then come back to the notebook and work through, which I think we started with building the program.
Yeah, so Saturday we started with the offer, building your offer out. I should have looked at the Instagram story that I shared because I know that when we got to the end of the day, we were both like, holy cow, how did we do all of that in one day? So we built your offer. We leaned really heavily into your design for your lead magnet. So I love this part of building businesses because it's not about a PDF or a what is everybody else doing. We actually created a paid lead magnet for you, which is a podcast that's going to take your people through that missing piece to get it's the bridge between you and your content and your offer is this private podcast where they're going to be able to dive in. I can't remember how many episodes we planned out, maybe 10, but they're going to be able to dive in and actually win. Like they can buy your podcast and win at one area of their life, even if they never do any more work with you. And I love that kind of a lead magnet.
Me too, because this is how I got started on my journey. You know, I found a coach that I really resonated with, and she gave away, not give away, but she had really meaty lead magnets and things that you could start off with that you actually walked away with transformative change within a short period of time. And you know, I basically was sitting down thinking, okay, what did I need when I first started? And trying to create that, because sometimes we get so far along in our journey that we forget that we didn't know what we now know, and wanting to create something for that version of me when I first started. And this was the perfect, the private podcast is the perfect way to sort of do that. You know, it's meaty enough that someone is going to have change and they can keep repeating that podcast to create change in different areas of their life as well.
And I feel like that's one of the things that we kept coming back to as well, which is again a plight of online entrepreneurs, where oftentimes we think people need more. But a lot of the work that we did together, you and I, Shannon, was really peeling it back to like, what's the bare bones of what they need and how can they integrate it? And that's a lot of what you do as a 3-5 profile is that you are, making all the mistakes in air quotes, because there's no mistakes. And then you are showing up with practical solutions in a visionary leadership way, really moving people forward. And in this age of information online, people don't need more information. What they're crying out for is the practical solution, is the integration piece. Like, how am I actually going to use this in my life? That's so important. And that's, I think, one of the things that really differentiates you in your space, whether we're calling it beliefs or manifestation work or whatever we're calling it. There's a lot of people, because I started getting the ads, of course, as all of these things coming up on my IG. I'm like, what is this that I'm getting all this stuff? That's because we were talking about it. And I'm like, nobody's doing this like Shannon's going to do this. Nobody's doing this way. They're just like solution, 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 solution. So I love that. Do you have anything to say about that? I kind of went around the mulberry bush. So.
No, that's okay, because it's I think really relevant and important. And I think if I were someone who was just starting and I was watching and reading the content that is being pushed out there so much now that's so solution focused, I wouldn't understand it. You know, we talked about bringing it back so much, even what is a belief? What is manifestation? People sometimes, depending on where they are in their journey, they don't even know what that is. So it's peeling it back to helping you even know what that is. And again, getting down to what do those thoughts sound like in your mind? Are you feeling like you're failing all the time? Are you feeling like you're someone who puts everything off all the time? And it's really starting there and getting really basic. And like you're saying, you know, creating just a really simple strategy that brings someone from A to B to C and have a result that they can see right away. And I think the other thing that we really spoke to that is missing for a lot of what I'm seeing online is that it doesn't feel easy. A lot of this information just put out that it's okay, you just do this and you're gonna have this result. Okay, that's great. But there's a process in between that doesn't always feel good, and it can feel sad, it can feel frustrating, you can feel very alone in that process. And that's part of the reason that I want to really help share my story, which I meant to as part of my design that I, discovered that with you on the weekend, and help people through that portion of it as well, and hold that space for them, because there's that messy part in the middle. And I think a lot of people really fluff over that. And it's okay to be raw and vulnerable and real, that it's going to look like maybe you're falling down on your face before you get back up. And that's going to happen a few times. And that's okay. And that may continue to happen, but it's going to get easier and easier as you continue to stay committed to yourself and your growth.
Sometimes you need to get away from everything in your life so that you can hear your own voice. The world is super duper noisy. The online space is crazy. And it can be really hard to find your voice. Maybe you've been finding your voice, but it's still stuck under that lump in your throat. I am knee deep in Human Design Lakeside Retreats this summer, and I would love to invite you to join me. If you're ready to push through with love that lump in your throat, and actually fulfill your mission on the planet, then this retreat is for you. You can choose a private or a shared retreat, and you have me on your business and your human design for the entirety of your stay. Check it out at the link in the show notes.
And you built that into your offer. You built that work into your offer. I remember sitting in the back deck, and you we were going through modules, and you're like, but wait, this is going to be hard for them. This is going to be hard, and I need to put something in here that's actually going to help them when they get to the muck of it, because everybody's making it look easy. And you, as a 3-5, are not, you have not had an easy path. You've been bumping around with life. So you know how that's going to feel for someone. Also, with your undefined G center, I love this. So for our listeners, the G center is the diamond shape in the middle of your chart. If it's colored in, if it's defined, it will be yellow, if you're looking at a traditional human design chart. And if it's white, is undefined. And Shannon has this superpower in her design where she has a gate there that is everything that has brought her life lessons. That's all about serendipity, trusting the experience, not just things happen for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I don't like that saying at all, actually. But Shannon's superpower is actually seeing that every experience has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and being here for the entire experience and walking someone through the entire experience and a real appreciation of the journey that you're on, and also being incredibly wise about the direction and the identity for others. Maybe not your own. Like, you'll often, we walk through this a lot, where if you have an undefined G center, you'll often question your own direction and identity. But for others, it's like this superpower where you can hone in and be like, ah, yeah, this. And I love how you were able to weave these. I mean, there's more than that one gift in your design, obviously, but how you were able to weave that so beautifully into your offer and be the person who's actually going to hold someone as they're moving through this work, instead of just like, yada, 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 manifest a 7-figure business tomorrow, or manifest a Lamborghini, or whatever the heck it is. One of the things you also said was that a reminder that we're all manifesting all the time. So it's not just about manifesting what we see as good, in air quotes, it's everything. What would you say to that round the mulberry bush conversation?
That's beautiful. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think there's this idea that manifestation is this really delusional, woo-woo sort of spiritual magic, fake thing. But the truth is whether you have a result that you love or a result that you don't love, the life in front of you is literally something you've manifested. Mm-hmm. And that's just by the choices that we make, which are being driven by the thoughts and the beliefs that we have. So you're already doing it. So I think that it's, really important to realize that why you can take that power that you have within yourself, that's maybe not giving you the result that you would love, and be like, okay, if I can be intentional about what I would like to see show up in my life, what does that look like for me? And who do I need to be? And I think that that's a really big, big piece. I just want to mention for a moment, one of the things on my journey that I think I can really speak to and help people with is, you know, transforming who you're being within the choices that you're making. So I had to make a really difficult choice 4 years ago on June 30th to stop drinking. So I had been sober for 4 years. I wouldn't say that I was ever an alcoholic by any means, but I definitely had a toxic relationship with alcohol. It didn't serve me. So when I stopped drinking, it felt super uncomfortable. It felt like, who am I now when I'm at a party? Who am I now in a social situation who doesn't have a glass of wine in their hand, or a whole bottle for that matter? You know, those sorts of things. And it took a while. It wasn't easy to, for one, stay committed to that version of myself, and to realize, who am I now that I'm not a drinker, in, especially in social settings. So, or when you feel frustrated, or what, you know, you just want to take the edge off of a day, all of those sorts of things that we feel when you go to reach for a drink. So that piece of identity work and who am I now without that was a real journey for me that felt really uncomfortable and now feels really normal. And it's just who I am. But there was a whole journey, like we talked about, bringing someone from A to B to C to get you there. So for me, that was a really big, a big piece of my journey. And I noticed when I gave something up that wasn't serving me, when I was making a choice to manifest something different, because obviously, you know, when we stay in that same pattern of thought or belief, or making those choices that maybe aren't great for us, that we even know in the time aren't great for us, we keep seeing the same results in front of us and nothing changes. So as I went further and further into my journey as a non-drinker, that's a really big piece for me, actually, where I started to see things in my reality, in my world, in my day-to-day completely shift. And the longer that I held on to this new person that I was being, and even though it felt uncomfortable and I wasn't sure what it was going to look like, everything really started to shift for me. So that's just one example of some identity work and some belief work and such that I had to do to really see some of those changes show up. So when we talk about, we're already manifesting, well, I was manifesting things that I necessarily didn't want unconsciously, and then switch that to, well, what would I love? And I would love to show up as someone who is in control, who feels secure and confident, and who doesn't need to have a glass in her hand to do so. So I was able to then make a different choice, be a different person, and that brought forth a new reality for me. So that was an intentional manifestation, just to give you a real world example.
And one of the things that we did with this situation, this sobriety situation, was that we intentionally created some sort of a framework, some sort of a plan for you to bring that into your online persona, which most people would be like, I have to keep that part secret. I can't talk about that part, but it's such an anchor in your work. And it's such a big piece of who you are as a 3-5 profile, and how you move through life and how people experience you, how people learn from you. Third lines have so much shame around getting things wrong, in air quotes, wrong, and around all of the bumping around, because they have internalized that they need to be perfect, that they're screwing up all of the things. So it would be human nature to hide that. Even if you weren't a third line profile, it would be human nature to hide that piece. However, we are moving into a time where we can no longer hide pieces of ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean that on your website you have to lead with your sobriety journey. But there's a real trend in the online space as well to talk about these more taboo, in the past, more taboo topics, where there's a movement to the sober curious, to sobriety in any kind of way at all. And I think that was one thing that surprised you when you were like, wait, I'm going to talk about this a little bit, especially on your IG. But that's, I mean, you're a storyteller. You have the 1156 channel. You bring people in through your story. And this is such an anchor piece in who you are and how you've come to this work. So how do you feel about that now, sharing this story?
I feel like it's really important. We talked about that being real and raw and vulnerable, and how people really need that, basically what you're saying right now. And I remember we had that conversation on the weekend. And I think it's so important, because when we when we do things that we know are not necessarily what we want. So we talked a little bit about even emotional eating. And there's the shame around it. Mm-hmm. And there's this guilt. And you're right, like we want to hide it. You know, someone maybe they get up in the morning and they're like, hey, it's Monday. I'm going to start out to be a healthy person today. I'm going to start my eating plan and my fitness plan. And then maybe they've had a bad day and things didn't go well at work, or their kids were really being behavioral that day. And you know what? It's 9 o'clock at night. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm going to scarf down a whole bag of sour cream and onion Ruffles chips. And maybe I'm going to top that off with some ice cream, you know? And I think it's like, then we hide that. We don't want to show that part of ourselves because it's like, oh no, I said it's going to be healthy today. Mm. And then, so I think it's important to just, you know, whether it's, you know, becoming sober or it's, you know, becoming healthy or whatever that is for the individual, I think it's like, oh, it's okay. Like we all mess up, air quotes, right? There's no messing up. You can just start again the next day or in the next moment. And that's okay. But to not stay there in that guilt and shame. So I think the more that, you know, I'm able to, and that we're all able to be honest with our story, it then gives someone else permission to be honest with themselves in their story. And it's like, it's okay. It doesn't mean anything about me. What am I making that mean about me?
And that is the content that AI is never going to replicate. That's the stuff that brings your people in. I remember I was smiling as you were talking about the emotional eating piece, because I remember we talked so much about that in your design, how all of this sensitivity and this energy of, you know, having food on the table, a roof over your head, people who love you, tribal energy, this emotional eating piece, it's all in your design as things that you naturally bring others to you for these lessons in life. It's so cool how human design works that way. And then poof, we have a brand, which was something else kind of fun about working with you, is that you have always had a passion for acting, and you've been in some movies. You've done a lot of acting in the last few years, I think even more so than before. And you came alive thinking about, oh my God, I could actually be this person on my IG. I could actually do this in an entirely different way than anyone in the industry is doing. Talk to me about that.
Yes. Yeah, so, and again, all things that, you know, I wouldn't have been able to come to without going on that retreat. Like it was so much the piece that I needed to fill in those gaps. So yeah, so fun. So I love to act. I've been super fortunate to be in several theater productions and films. I love it. It's so fun. And so I have this one character, Shannon Sleuth, in Hometown Mysteries. And, you know, when we were talking about, okay, how can I bring this content alive for people in a way that is kind of fun, as well. And that's bringing my own self into it as my character. So we came up with, you know, Shannon Sleuth, and she's going to get to the bottom of your beliefs, you know, and it's something I haven't gone online and done yet. And, you know, playing through what that's going to look like still, but I loved the idea of bringing my personal self into it and having fun with it. And I think that more people need to have that lightness and that funness and that playfulness in all of this work that they're doing with themselves. Let's not take ourselves so seriously that we can't also have a little fun with it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that's going to bring more people in, is they're actually attracted to the person who's having the life instead of just the information, education, entertain, all of that stuff. So looking back over the weekend, we spent about 26 hours working on your business. And when I added that up at the end, I was like, whoa, it was like crazy, crazy, crazy. Did you ever feel overwhelmed?
No, I didn't feel overwhelmed. I felt like everything was really well paced. I felt like I could take a break whenever I needed to. I felt overwhelmed before I went into it. Before I went into the retreat, I felt overwhelmed by all of the ideas and not really having sort of an easy way to lay everything out. So I came out of it feeling clear, and even enduring it, you know, other than when my generator self wants to come in and have all of the steps, yeah. You know, in those moments, feeling like, okay, well, what are the steps to get there? You were really great at leading me through everything in a way where you really held that space. You really, I feel, leaned into knowing what my design was and then working with me within that, knowing those things about me as we worked on my business, which was super helpful. But I didn't feel overwhelmed. It felt like a really natural flow, and I had a lot of creativity sort of download while we were there, because you create a space where, I'm not having to worry about cooking. I'm not having to worry about letting the dog out. I'm not having to worry about changing laundry. Like all of those sorts of things. So it's a space where you literally only have to spend time looking at your business, your design, and then all of the beautiful nature that's all around you.
Yeah, when we talk a little bit about that, is like, I don't understand why at home I can't get so much done because there's so many distractions. Like, how is that a thing? But this is totally different. It's just the you show while you're here. The other thing that I just wanted to take a moment with the IG conversation is that when we were, so we built the offer, we built the lead magnet in. And when I say built, I mean we built like every piece of it, step by step by step, every piece of each of these things in your business. And then we went, I don't even remember when it was. I know we did some Saturday, probably some Sunday, but we really went through content. So I remember you walking away with a notebook and you're like, oh my gosh, like you have so much content that you can now lead people into these things.
Yeah, absolutely. So my notebook was very full from the time I started to the time that I left. I definitely walked away with real meat, and was constantly sort of taking notes as we were having conversations throughout the weekend. I had so many ideas come through that I was able to, get organized with everything that I had and to be able to use it, even if I'm not using it right now, use it for the future. It was very helpful in that way as well.
How long do you think you would have taken on your own to get all of this stuff done, like piecing all of the things together?
I don't know that I would have been able to move forward without going to that retreat. I feel like I have been stuck for a while in a place of I have all of these ideas and I wasn't able to move it forward. So that's a great question, because there was a part of me that just felt like I know that I needed that. So I'm sure that I would have gotten there eventually, but in that way and in that time frame, I don't know that I would have been able to do that on my own.
There's a lot of places like we spoke to in the beginning in the online space where it's like you buy this program or this course or this whatever, and it's for your email system, and this one is for your Pinterest, and this one is for your IG, and this one is for your offer. And it is like you're just constantly trying to piece things together to make them work. And then of course I'm biased, but nobody's bringing your human design into it. Like we have to bring who you are to the party in order to call your people in.
That was a huge piece. Really leaning into who I was destined to be, who I am, and weaving that through everything. And I think even just when you're talking about all of the different systems that are out there that are in different pieces, I walked away with, I purchased my website, I
I
purchased
forgot
my
about that.
domains, I did all of that weekend. I'm not saying for anyone out there that you have to do all of those things, but I did. I signed up for an email campaign. I learned about podcasting. I learned about all of these things in a really short period of time that, again, didn't feel overwhelming, but just felt like natural steps that I can put into my business model as I'm moving forward, all in one place, and doing it from who I am, not from a system or a model of what works for someone else, which I think is really, really important. I think the online space is very crowded with all of this information. Like you said, it's information overload that we're getting, and it's really hard to sift through that. So being able to be with someone like yourself one-on-one who kind of has everything available for information in that regard with your business, and then applying it to who you are is so invaluable. I don't know how long it would have taken me to sift through all of that online. And then again, I think too, we really get in that imposter syndrome when you're seeing it, when you're trying to do things in a way that everyone else is doing them that doesn't feel natural. We have resistance to that. That's just going to kind of set you back a little bit. So I think leaning into who you are and doing it from that place, and then being in a retreat like you offer, where you literally can walk away with everything that you need, is so worth it and so valuable.
It sounds like you are happy with your investment.
I'm very happy with my investment. I walked away thinking like this was the best investment I could have made in myself. It really it was that missing gap. And I think in my human design, if I remember, and correct me, Vicky, because I can't remember the names of everything, but I literally have a gap in my chart. There's
You do.
where I'm undefined. It might be that G is centered where I need other people to come in. And I believe you're defined in that center. So you were literally my missing piece in my design to help me move forward in my business. Yeah. So I thought that that was kind of funny as well.
Yeah, it's so much fun when you start to look at the intersections of different designs. And yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool. Yeah.
With my design, it was something that you mentioned in your podcast the other day about your second line with the hermit mode and how you needed a lot of time alone to retreat. It was a really good reminder to me because that's something that's in my chart as well. And when I came back from the retreat, I had all of the, like this great information and the ideas and the models. And I didn't give myself time to rest because I came back and obviously I'm going into a work week and all of the things. And I put all this pressure on myself that I had to kind of do it all at once. And that reminded me of, oh my gosh, of course I needed some time and some space to be able to bring my creativity back, to be able to, you know, execute everything. And then remembering that I'm a generator who needs to do one thing at a time. Here I was being like, I'm so excited. I want to do everything at once. I'm like, okay, no, Shannon, it's okay. Take a moment. Mm-hmm. Lean into who you are, into your design, and remember that finish one thing at a time. And it's okay if that delays you by a week or two. Go with who you are, lean into that, and know that that's natural and normal for you. And that's the way you're going to be in your business.
And isn't that a profound way to move forward for the rest of your life? Understanding this is actually how I am. There's nothing wrong with me. This is how I do everything that I do. And it's okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And so every design, in my opinion, which I probably said on last week's episode, but every design that I look at has some form of retreat in it. And Shannon has a theme in her design where there is great retreat, great aloneness needed to come back to herself. And if you're a fifth line profile listening, there is a need for retreat there as well. There's so many places in your design where retreat can live. You don't have to be a second line to need to have time away to come back to yourself. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that because that's what happens. I think that's why sometimes we can go to things like this and not actually do the work we think we're going to do when we get back because we don't give ourselves time to recover. And this is, yeah, we did a shit ton of stuff in your business, but we also did a lot of deep work. I mean, there were moments that you were brought to tears and we'd be like, okay, well, we're going to take a beat here. We're going to take a beat because when we look into your human design, any human design, we are looking at not only your greatest gifts and your greatest potential, but your deepest wounds. And that's why I love the retreat spaces because the laundry isn't going to call your attention and letting out the dog. You have to sit with yourself when you come to those moments of like, oh my God, you have to sit with it. And that's important. And you're going to need time to recover from that.
Yeah, 1,000%. And I just one more thing about the retreat space, just for anyone who is listening, this is definitely a great space to be in, not only for learning about yourself and your human design and your business, but it's also a space where, you know, the food is lovely and nurturing and very custom tailored to you. But also you're surrounded by nature. It's a beautiful little cottage, a beautiful little backyard. You're literally right across from the lake. You can sit on the dock in the morning and have your coffee, which is what I did. You can go for a walk down the road. I saw deer. That was really lovely. And it's quiet and just the perfect place to put your feet on the ground, literally get grounded and then get to work.
So if someone is listening and they're in the place you were in 2 weeks ago, a month ago, what would be one thing that you would say to them considering this?
I would say to do it. I would say if there's anything that your mind is telling you that maybe things that might come up for you, like you can't afford it, you can't take the whole weekend to go and do it, you can figure it out on your own. But there's a part of you that's saying, just try it, just take a chance. I would lean into that and just do it. Mm-hmm. Just try it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't be disappointed. It's definitely well worth it. It's I got way more out of it than I had even expected.
So what's next for you? What are you working on now in your step-by-step
way? I am Yeah, so by the time this is aired, my website will be launched. I
Yes.
am moments away. Yeah, I've been
Oh.
just sort of had a bit of a fight with my website, and then magically overnight, my product's finally loaded. So I'm starting with my product line. So I've got some fun mugs, and I've got some fun candles and baby items that are all around, manifestation and affirmations and who you're being now, which is really fun. And then my next step is recording my private podcast. So that's the next step for me. And then all of the rest of the things, I won't give it all away, but yeah, the private podcast will be after that.
Awesome. I forgot about the products. And now I'm excited because I'm not going to say the saying out loud, but I know the product that's the saying that I want in a hoodie. So I'm super excited about that. I had completely forgotten about the product Shopify stuff as well. So that's very, very cool. And if you are listening to this episode not in real time when it's released, I will be updating the show notes with Shannon's information as it comes out. So as soon as she has that private podcast link, I'm going to pop it into the show notes. Her website link will be in the show notes for you. Where can people go to find you? What's the best place for them to experience you?
So right now, my Instagram is the best place, and that's at Shannon McClellan, McLellan manifests. And then a super easy place to find me, hope by the time this airs, will be simple as shannonmcclellan.com.
I love that you got your name. So cool that
Me
you got
too.
your name. Yeah, we were like really thinking, oh my God, are you still going to be able to get your name? And yeah, you got it in .ca and .com. So that's cool. Very cool.
Yes.
And that's another thing that I just remembered is like we did the, now I'm not like an IG bio complete hacker by any means, but I remember looking at, and I mean, you would have said this too, looking at your old bio and being like, and then like we did something really fun with it. And then we ran out of changes to make. So now you got to wait a little bit to make the other change, but go find Shannon on IG. She's going to be coming up with some really incredible content that is different than what you'll see in the manifestation and belief space. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun. She's going to bring her 3-5 experiential way of doing things, give you lots of practical solutions. And as new links are live, I will update the show notes for you. So thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Vicki. This has been really fun, and it was nice to just be back in your energy for a little bit too. Super
Same,
exciting.
same. If you would love to come and do this work with me, if it's time to finally get your business moving forward, or if you notice that things have changed, because things are changing fast in the online space, I'm sure you've noticed that things are changing fast in the online space, then I invite you to come and spend 3 days with me on the lake. We can get a whole lot done in a short amount of time in your business so that you have what you need to actually move forward, set up the structures that will hold you in your business as you live your life without burning yourself out, trying to piece all of this stuff together on your own. It's not that you can't do it, you absolutely can do it, but is it the best use of your time? And how quickly could you make your investment back if we got this stuff done here and now? After the experience of this retreat, which I absolutely freaking loved, but after the experience of this retreat, I realized how much they actually take out of me and how much recovery I need. So, to that end, at the time of this recording, I am only offering 3 more retreats over the course of the summer, and that's it. Once those spots are filled, that's it. There's no more coming. If you know you need to get in the room with me and stay in the room with me for at least 26 hours, then book your retreat now. If you need to have a conversation about it with me, you can absolutely do that. You can message me on IG. It's Vicky.Dixon. The link is in the show notes, and we will have a conversation around it. I am not about pressuring or pushing you into something that is not right for you, so please don't be afraid to actually have a conversation with me. I work with women who are ready to do the work at this time. And if that's not you, we will know it very clearly in our conversation, and that's okay. Trust your own instincts. Trust what's right for you in your business. That's what we're all about, moving into this new thing that we're moving into in the world and in the online space.